My family actually got me the Mystic Chatterbox book when I was little. It was like that bit on game shows, where they show you what you could have won. Apparently they bought me it as a joke, but I was only 3 at the time. I thought they were buying it as some sort of training manual. It's okay though, they got my depressed cousin the Mr. Tickle book. Then when he tried to commit suicide, they got him Mr. Bump. But I've hated Mr. Chatterbox ever since. I mean, look at his big purple smiling face. And his stupid green hat. And his blue and white shoes. He makes me sick. In fact, I don't think this voice expresses my hatred for him enough. Give me a minute.
That's better. He's a cock from the very beginning. On the first page, he's talking to a worm for Christ's sake. How does he even know which end of the worm to talk to anyway? The book says that Mr. Chatterbox is one of those people who simply can't shut up. I call those people bastards. Turn over to the second page and he's still fucking talking. To the same worm. I didn't even know worms could live that long. For fuck's sake. When I was little, I used to eat worms straight away. Or try to put them in my sister's ear, like on that episode of The X-Files. Guess what he's doing on the third page? Is he having a rest? No. Is he having a cheeky wank? No. That's right. He's fucking talking.
If I'm honest, this voice is getting annoying now. In fact, I'm even more annoyed now than when I started the book. He even talks to himself on the fourth page, as if he really wants to rub it in my face. Admittedly, this does suggest he has mental issues not explored in this book. As if all this talking wasn't enough. He has even called his house Chatterbox Cottage. Only dickheads give their house a name. The Tosser. It's only then that the story gets interesting. This is when the postman and shopkeeper start to work together to shut the fucker up. Personally, I would have bought him a ball gag, some chains, and then made him my bitch. But that's probably not appropriate for a children's story. Instead, they get him a hat that grows bigger if he talks too much. I think you can get them in John Lewis or something. Apparently, the Queen is getting one for Prince Philip. Obviously, the little bastard still doesn't shut up. So the hat gets bigger. And bigger. And bigger. A bit like my cock when I look at that girl in the audience. Eventually, the hat gets so big that it covers his entire body. And it serves the little fucker right. In the end, he learns not to talk as much. But by then my hatred of him was already boiling over. I wasn't giving him a second chance. Some of us can't fucking talk at all. And this bastard was chatting away. The ungrateful wanker. As you can see, I'm still not really over it. It probably doesn't help that I carry a copy of the book around with me really. I did ask if I could burn it on stage tonight. Because, of course, burning books has never caused any trouble before. But apparently it's too much of a fire risk. So I have decided I'm going to rip it up instead. And I'm going to enjoy every second. Hang on. I think I'm getting somewhere. Well, this is awkward.
Fucking Rip, you fucking talkative bastard!
Luckily, I was able to keep in touch with my friends back home, thanks to the wonders of the internet. I'm a big user of social media. Mainly because I haven't got any friends and it gives me a sense of belonging. Deep down, I know no one cares if it's my birthday or not, but as long as they wish me happy birthday on my Facebook, I am willing to pretend. One thing that I hate about Facebook is all those people with baby pictures set as their profile photograph. It really pisses me off. It gets me really annoyed. There's no fucking need for it at all. No one even cares. So stop doing it. Are you listening? Stop fucking doing it right now. Of course, the main reason I hate it is because, when I am drunk and on Facebook, I start to think that all my friends have the same problem as Benjamin Button. I do think that we share too much online these days, though. My Facebook timeline is always full of pictures of your ugly children, broken relationships, shit jokes that you have stolen off the internet, or casual racism. It's like carrying around a tiny taxi driver in your pocket everywhere you go. I get a lot of pop-ups when I'm surfing the internet as well. Apparently there are girls in my area who are looking for hot sex. Who knew? I've certainly never seen them. But it's on the internet, so it must be true. I don't want to appear paranoid, but these girls seem to be getting closer every time I see the pop-up. It started off as girls in your city are looking for hot sex. Then it was girls in your area. Then it got even more precise and gave me an actual distance. Girls are looking for hot sex 5 kilometers away from you. Girls are looking for hot sex 2 kilometers away from you. Girls are at the bottom of your street looking for hot sex. Girls are at your front door looking for hot sex. Girls are coming out of your walls looking for hot sex. Girls are in your bedroom looking for hot sex. Girls have seen you naked. Girls have seen you naked and are now running down the stairs. Girls have got into a taxi. Girls are leaving the city. Girls are 20 kilometers away from you. Girls no longer want to have hot sex with you. Girls have turned lesbian. But here's a link to some porn instead. Of course, the great thing about social media is that anyone can post a review of your show. At any time. Even if you're in hospital. And they thought you were shit. Which, let's be honest, is exactly what I needed to hear at that moment in time. And it was a message that I received while on my deathbed in hospital, which is why I feel I must apologize to you all. It was brought to my attention that some of you come to comedy gigs to see those traditional comedians who can actually speak. I'm afraid that won't be happening in my case. Unless any of you can perform miracles. And even if you could, I'd rather you didn't try. That would really fuck up my career. The fact that some people like old-fashioned speaking was made clear to me by a tweet from another comedian. In case you are wondering, in this instance, the word comedian is written in inverted commas on my iPad. The tweet that I received from him said this:
"Well done on finding the easiest way to do comedy. You can just write shit on your laptop and get that to remember it and say it for you. You can go fuck yourself with your laptop."
I realized that he probably doesn't talk like that, by the way. But in my head, that is how all virgins who sit behind a computer screen to dish out abuse sound like. As you can tell, he is clearly a very pleasant human being. According to him, I just get up on stage and then click and go. which I always thought was a shampoo.